what's the feeling like just now that season's taken on a different sort of feel, I guess?
Not too different. Obviously disappointed after the weekend, but felt that we played some pretty good footy against a very good side. They've really improved this year, and I mean, you can't really change your attitude too much. We still want to get something out of the season. We still want to play a brand of footy for four quarters, and that's the goal every week, and we'll keep working at that.
Have you felt like you've left your run a little bit too late? Just a bit of a slow start to the season, that maybe before you got some good footy going, you think that may have been the case?
Oh, look, possibly, but it is what it is. Like, we certainly weren't trying to start slow or whatever, you know. If we, you know, we could win every game, we would. So that's certainly what we were trying to do. But, yeah, look, it's not an ideal situation in terms of making finals, but, I mean, you've just got to take it as it is and try and play the best footy you can. That's the position we're in.
Do you think back to that game last year? Is obviously a real disappointment. Do you think back at all?
Yeah, I look at that game as probably, in football, probably one of the worst losses we've had, certainly that I've played in. You know, went over there expecting to win, having come on for two good years, and they played a lot better than us on the day. And, yeah, it was really disappointing. And I think, you know, look, in hindsight, probably could have cost the season last year. But, you know, they rocked up on the day and played better, and I'm sure they'll use that as motivation this week. They had a good win last week, and they'll be thinking, you know, we got them here last year, so... You know, that makes it a bit more interesting for us going into the game. It'll be a challenge for sure.
What do you do to make sure you're ready to go?
I think we've been preparing really well all year, particularly in the last 2 months. I think our training's been really good. Our attitude towards training and the way we want to play is good. It's just about producing it as long as we can this Saturday night, and that's the challenge again.
What about personally, mate? You seem to be a bit of a shining light down back. A lot of people talking about Australian and best and fairest sort of qualities. How does that sit with you?
Yeah, look, I suppose all that's nice, but when the team hasn't performed the way you want it to, it doesn't really make too much difference. I just want to play a role for the team, and I've been happy to be able to play consistently for most part of the year. There's been a few games where I've been a bit down along with other teammates, and we're all just striving to play consistent footy, and certainly I've enjoyed that part of it, but still pretty disappointed with a few of the games we've played as a team, and that's the most important thing.
Has it been challenging down back because Jacko's had to go into the ruck, Paddy's out for the year, and just lots of young guys in there? Has that been challenging?
It certainly has, but I've really enjoyed getting to play with a bunch of different guys. You know, essentially at the moment we've got mainly the Magpie back line from the start of the year, and to see young guys come in, you know, I was playing in my first year not that long ago, it felt like anyway, and was excited to play, and they bring that real good attitude and enthusiasm, and they're really just happy to be improving and working hard, and it's been good for me in a sense because I've probably been one of the more experienced players in the back line. I've been able to try and work on my leadership, and they're a really good bunch of young guys. You know, Darcy, Logan, Cleary in the last few weeks, I reckon they've really stood up strong, played on some really difficult opponents, and I'm really happy with the way they've progressed.
I guess that's what your positive, big positive for next season then, getting experience for those guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's just going to only add to the depth of our list, knowing that we've got guys who can just come in and play a role and play really well. So, yeah, I've got no doubt we've got a really strong list, and if we can just get games to those guys and build their confidence up, then, you know, the spots will be up for grabs for the years to come.
And your groins are okay? You came off late in the game,
giving you a work. Bit of sort of cramp. I played a little bit more game time for whatever reason. So, yeah, look, it seems to be fine. I'll be right for this week. Just pretty precautionary, and probably when I come off the game was just about done, so there was no point coming back on.
Do you expect everybody to kind of go flat out and still want to play every game, or will some players start to be managed soon?
I expect whoever's on the field to be going flat out, yeah. I think we saw that with the end of our year last year. Yeah. We were done for finals in that sense, and we finished the year off really strongly. We wanted to get something out of it. It'll be no different this year. And if you even thought about taking the field and not giving it 100%, then you'd stand out. So, yeah, that's how we'll take the year for sure.
Have you developed thicker skin the last year or so, given that the position you play, it seems to others that you're a little bit risky, but given the nature of what your job is to find targets coming out of halfback and dealing with the criticism, do you think you've dealt with that?
Oh, possibly, yeah. it's hard to not read into some of the outside stuff sometimes. You try not to, but sometimes I think you use it as a bit of motivation. And for sure, I like every player cops criticism, and it's sort of what you do with that. And I've always been backed in by my teammates, my coaches, and my family, and things like that. So that's the main thing. If I can use that stuff to just want to improve, which I think I've generally done. So maybe a bit of thicker skin, because you certainly can't escape the outside noise and the media. So you sort of have no choice, or it will leave you behind.
Leadership being a part of you maturing as a player as well, taking that on, has it helped you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we talked about the fact that we had a young back line, so I've sort of had no choice in that area. But also, I think it comes a time when you've played enough games where you sort of know the ins and outs of footy a bit more. You're a lot more confident in your own ability, and you know you've got that respect from the playing group as a bit more of a senior player. So I think it's just something you have to take on if you want the team to progress, and you know, if we can have everyone eventually, you know, with a bit more experience and that real on-field leadership, that's when you see good sides like Hawthorn winning back-to-back flags and, you know, being really successful, because it's very player-driven, and I think we're heading towards that really well.
On the lighter note, there was one team that's